I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Thursday to each and every one of you. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as I do each Thursday, at least when I'm good and lucky, I am joined by a special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Great to be here, I think. I don't know. Yes. There's a lot to talk about.
We shall see, my friend. Yes. For all of you listening along, please do join my conversation with Tom, because here at Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. You can do so in a couple of ways. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You can dial it the old-fashioned way, text it the old-fashioned way. Of course, you can also go get the Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from. And then there's just one little button you press, little click, click. And then you will be connected via phone or text to Tom and I this afternoon. We also have Jess P.S. running the board for us. Thank you so much, Jess, for being here. Now, as I have been wont to do these past few days, at least when I can, when I'm not doing some, I'm going to just call it a Maggie meditation, some deep dive on some subject that my subconscious won't let me let go of.
Right.
I like to start with a few quick things. And we'll kind of do this a little rapid fire, Tom. Some of these you know about, some of these you may not. But I just thought we'd just get your reaction to some of, you know, the headlines of the day. We're going to start on the lighter end of the stick with Aaron Rodgers apparently being told by the New York Jets that if he wants to stay on the Jets, he can't go on the Pat McAfee show. Your reactions?
I think he chose Pat McAfee because I think I heard that they were releasing him. So it's probably what he wants to do. So I'm not sure if he's even going to play football anymore. We'll see.
Yeah, he's going to become those has-been NFLers that he says shouldn't be doing commentary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The irony, the weirdness of Aaron Rodgers continues. Turning locally, Brendan Cassellis, former Boston Public Schools superintendent, named the new superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. And also today, breaking part one of an external audit of MPS schools. I'm going to dive deep into that next week. Pretty scathing, but at the same time, at least part of my reaction, Tom, was there's nothing that I saw from the headlines and my first read of the sum of the coverage that was at all surprising. Like, not well organized or clear lanes of upper management, lack of fiscal controls, not focused on student outcomes. I was like, intense teacher shortage, declining enrollment because of charters, not enough money for kids. It's like, tell us something we don't already know for the $2.5 million for the external audit. What say you, Tom?
Well, we're surprised that it's hard to run a very large school system, correct? I mean, any large organization, there's just so many things that they should be working on that are just hard to do. I'm excited by the audit, though, because I think it gives a roadmap to say, especially for this new superintendent coming in, to say, this is what we're going to work on. And more importantly, it'll be verifiable results. At least that way the MMAC can maybe stop complaining about what's going on, because now it's out there for everybody to see that these are the things that'll be worked on.
Well, and I think that's going to be a key accountability metric for the new superintendent. It'll be interesting to follow this. Again, folks, I'll cover this in greater detail next week. I want to take some time with that because there's a lot in the question of large, particularly urban public school systems, what to do about it as we face, of course, the other quick thing. Linda McMahon in her confirmation hearings to become secretary of the Department of Education, because her qualifications were what? She was appointed to the head of Connecticut's school board for like barely a year. But otherwise, you know, she's a worldwide WWE executive. Yes. I conjure up in my head as the head of federal education policy.
Right. That translates well, doesn't it? I don't know. I think every single one of these people that have been through the nomination process have outright lied. And it's disappointing to see, like, there's not going to be any retribution. There's not going to be any consequences for them lying about what they're going to do. And we're just going to have to put up with it. Though I did read a little political snap that said the the nominees are breezing through. And Kennedy was 52-48. I don't think that's breezing through. I'm just, I'm continuing to be astounded by the way the media is portraying what's happening. So
capitulating,
sort
of doing the spin work for the Trump administration.
Right.
Not least of which is the New York Times. I mean, to take an example, on the very first day of the Trump administration, his press secretary got up and lied repeatedly.
Yes.
And the New York Times headline was something like, boy, she really did a bang 'em up job. And I was like, wait a minute. She verifiably lied numerous times, including the lie that anybody who is here as a migrant that didn't enter the country illegally is a criminal. That's not true. You have violated civil immigration law, but that is not a crime. There is a difference. Why don't we just go to that next one of my quick few things? Because apparently our attorney general does not really understand the difference between criminal charges and civil lawsuits. Let's take a listen.
We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV.
Tom, goodness.
Well, I'm just thankful that somebody finally charged the DMV with something. So I'm just kidding on that one. I think, you know, once again, she was one who said she would not politicize her office. And unfortunately, right now, that's exactly what's happening. But going back to the lying part, you know, I think most of the rest of the media, besides us, most of the rest of the media has now they're taking the tack of what do Democrats think about the lies? And they're not even calling them lies. Just what does the other side think about what they're saying? Instead of doing a reporting job of saying, here are the facts. Here's what it actually is in pointing out the lie. I think they're just either tired or it doesn't get enough clicks. I don't know which one it is at this point.
I think part of it is the clicking, and it has this very weird sort of symbiotic relationship, right? Like it's defining its own outcome, right? Because if Musk is setting the algorithms to promote certain content on Twitter and Zuckerberg has capitulated on Instagram and Facebook, and so the major platforms are effectively only elevating pro-Trump, pro-MAGAverse content, and you have the Fourth Estate largely bending a knee and simply saying, well, because we need clicks and this is how our machine is fed, and we are in fact, this shows, lays bare the falsehood, the 30-year falsehood of it's the liberal media. No, it's corporate media.
Corporate media.
Right.
For-profit media.
Yes.
Yes.
I've been disturbed by this as well. We're also getting breaking news. Speaking of lies told by these appointees or nominees in their confirmation hearings, of course, Bondi saying she's not going to politicize the Justice Department or the U.S. Attorney's Office. The directive from Pam Bondi's U.S. Attorney and Department of Justice to the Southern District of New York to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Eric Adams has now resulted in the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan resigning after being ordered to drop that case. Again, apparently it is exactly political prosecutions and favor trading. Eric Adams bending the knee to Trump. And just transactionally, quid pro quo, and now Trump will wave his magic wand. No more corruption charges. Ta-da!
Yeah, but the really interesting thing is the charges have not yet been dropped. So I find that to be fascinating at this point that, you know, they've been ordered to drop it. Now you have a resignation. Eric Adams has already said he's thinking of running as a Republican, you know, down the line. It's just astounding to watch this. But bigger picture wise, I think that office is going, we got to figure out a way to keep these charges alive.
My personal opinion, Tom, is I don't know that they can. You can, for if you do not follow sort of the directives, it doesn't right. matter how good faith your basis is. You can be suspended even within the civil service protection. Certainly, those that are at appointee levels can be removed or they can resign.
Yes.
Query whether it amounts to good cause, jeopardizing people's retirements. Right. I just don't know how that plays out. And this is why nominee after nominee was asked this question. If you are given an unconstitutional directive, an unconstitutional yes. order, will you follow it? And that is the rub. I've expanded that to be, if you're given an immoral order, according yes. to what, you know, moral right. code you may or may not.
The answer
have.
Is clearly yes at this point. Yes, I'll do it. But here's the question for you, Maggie, is
sure.
in this Southern District office, could they just have people that keep saying no to dropping the charges?
They'll just fill the posts.
Sure. But what if it gets to that point? What if everyone in that office resigns and they have to bring somebody else in? Is this one of those potential guardrails that there's enough pushback that people go, wait a minute?
Well, this is where, you know, we have to recollect what occurred in Donald Trump's DOJ leading up to January 6th.
Yes.
And that's where Donald Trump threatened to install as the attorney general a paper pusher environmental lawyer who knew nothing about, frankly, anything to do with election law or anything right. that was relevant to that moment. And Rod Rosenstein and others that were in the DOJ leadership said, we will all resign en masse. You also had White House counsel Don McGahn and others telling Trump, you can't do this. Those people, the Don McGahns of this world, the Rod Rosensteins, I don't know if you would see mass exodus. I don't know if you'd see those resignations. I don't know if the public would care because yes. we're at this weird inflection point where yes. the Trump base has yet to have all of these policies come home to roost.
Yes.
Their checks are still clearing, so what do they care? Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. We got a special guest co-host with me today. His name's Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics, friend of mine and a friend of yours. We got Jess P.S. on the board, and we've got you joining our discussion of real news and having this great conversation. So give us a call. Send us a text, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Freedom, freedom, well.